Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Greene from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? Happy Wednesday. Junkies with you on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We are streaming live on the free Odyssey app. You can take us on the go with that Odyssey app. And of course, you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, brought to you by Crop Metcalf. They are the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies, looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber. Just visit cropmetcalf.com to join their team today. Thank you for tuning in this Wednesday morning, June 25th, 2025. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Eric Bickle.
Hello.
And Jason Bishop's back.
Yes, sir. What's up?
NBA draft night.
It's a big one.
You fired up?
I mean, it's something to look forward to, I guess.
I'm actually looking forward to see who they settle on.
Yeah.
They had a trade yesterday, right? The Jordan Poole era is over.
Yep.
Jordan Poole is gone.
Didn't seem like
bring in another vet that's got he's got 1 year left on his deal.
Yeah, it seems like he's still just kind of just grinding.
Kicking that can down the road. So now it's gonna be all about the next offseason where they're supposedly gonna have a ton of cap money.
Yeah.
Depending on what happens in the regular season.
So the idea they're actually going to use the money and try to get a big silly?
We'll see.
That's the hope that they're selling is you have another good draft. And last year was a good draft with Sarr and Bub and
George.
Keyshawn.
Yep.
And then you have another good draft. And then you're going to have all this money. And then maybe you can go to free agent or something.
Or maybe two or three free agents. Maybe it's not one biggie. Maybe it's a couple.
All right.
But, you know, Middleton picked up his player option, which was, I guess, no surprise. But they're going to pay him $33.5 million, and his deal's up after this year. Then McCollum, after they made that trade, his deal, they got to pay him $31 million. Who knows? Maybe there's something else that's going to happen. Maybe there's another trade happening, but got to pay him $31 million.
But they traded their 40th, so what do they have? They have the 2nd and the 16th or whatever still?
The
6th and the 18th?
6th and 18, yeah.
There's a big article in the Washington Post about the NBA draft, and they examine picks 6 through 10. So they've got the 6th pick. Mm-hmm. And so they looked at a group of 75 players based on their tenures. 6 through 10. Now, they didn't look at the last few drafts because they didn't feel that was fair, right? Mm-hmm. So they looked at, you know, from 4 years back and beyond. So they looked at 75 players, and they determined that about 5% were stars.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay, so
you know, guys like
five guys.
We got a Damian Lillard,
Steph Curry, DeMar DeRozan, Paul George,
and 6 through 10.
It's 4 out of 75. Yeah,
yeah.
And then, you know, then they said, well, how many were high level starters out of 75? A high level starter would include guys like Brook Lopez, C.J. McCollum, who they just acquired, Jamal Murray, who never made an all-star team. He's really good. Marcus Smart. And that was 12 out of 75, which
was
a greater percentage. Yeah, and then they even went further about just regular starters, and that total was 13. So that included guys like Denny Avdia.
So you got about a 40% chance of getting a starter or better.
That's what it seems like.
Yeah, makes sense.
And then they said 23 were just contributors.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's a bunch of busts. You know, that's why people were so disappointed they didn't get the number one pick. Because, yeah, number one picks, there's some that are going to be busts, but you just have a greater chance at landing the star.
Well, like I say, I actually like the crop this year, the ones that we've gone through. I think they have some decent choices, potentially. I think there'll be some guys beyond Cooper Flagg that are pretty impactful.
Right.
So let's see what happens. I'm kind of actually excited for it. First time in a while. I know last year was marginally excited.
Seems like they did kind of the same thing they did last year with just acquiring, either through, mainly through trades, acquiring these older vets. But now all of those deals are expiring. So they have a mix of, four or five veterans with all these young guys. And if you include Middleton, McCollum, Marcus Smart, Brogdon.
It's just a weird spot to be in.
Not Olenek.
You have all these guys here for a year or two or half a year.
Yeah. So they've got, weird. I think they've got six or seven contracts expiring after this year.
So the bust that they have, just to go through some of these guys, these are guys who are picked 6 through 10. High draft picks. Mo Bamba.
Mm-hmm.
Joe Alexander.
Mm-hmm.
Jimmer Fredette.
Mm.
Jan Vesely.
Mm.
Jalen Smith. Thon Maker. Johnny Flynn. And just to go on, my guy Trey Burke, who I thought was going to be good.
Mm-hmm. And that's in the 6 through 10 slot?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They determined 23 busts, I believe.
Yeah.
So that's almost a third.
What time is it? Is it 8 o'clock?
Mm-hmm.
And then what do they do? They do like 10 minutes between picks? Or they do even quicker than that? I feel like it's a lot quicker.
I think it's quicker than that.
Yeah, I think it's
maybe
five.
Maybe it's five. Yeah.
But I'd have to check on that. But yeah, it's pretty cool because it's something to look forward to see what happens. Maybe there's other trades and there's always surprises that go pretty high. And you see all these mock drafts. There's a billion mock drafts with Cooper Flagg's going one in pretty much 100% of them. Dylan Harper's probably going two and close to 100%. But after that, it depends on who likes who. I mean, a lot of guys like Ace Bailey to go three, but I was reading today, he hasn't worked out for anybody, and they question his maturity. So maybe he does slip to six.
Is it maturity, or is he just getting advice from his agent because they've gotten assurances he's going to go somewhere else if he's available?
I've just heard the question is maturity, but who knows?
Yeah.
We're going to have a really mock draft.
I mean, he is only 18.
8 o'clock, we're going to have our own mock draft.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll go through it. The first round is indeed 5 minutes. The second round is 4 minutes.
Yeah, there you go.
All right. Well,
second round is tomorrow.
Yeah.
So 5 minutes, it'll probably be about, two and a half hours or so. I remember when the NBA draft was like a seminal moment for us. Like the All-Star game was like something that you had to see, the dunk contest, et cetera, All-Star game. And then the draft.
Mm-hmm.
The draft was like incredible. You knew like the first 20 players.
Well, yeah, you had guys who were in college for a long time.
Totally. You didn't have the influx of all the Europeans and everybody from around the world.
Yep.
Now guys are in college for a couple months.
The first 15 guys will be freshmen.
Yeah.
Or internationals.
You barely
or
know
G-leaguers.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's changed. It's big time change.
But I have to say, I am excited. I don't know that it'll mean much in terms of wins because they're still so freaking young. But I am excited to see what they can add to the roster, see what they're building.
If they end up not trading C.J. McCollum and you've got Chris Middleton, assuming he's healthy, and you have Marcus Smart healthy, assuming they don't trade him, they're going to probably win more games than they did last season. Not going to win a ton,
but they should end up winning more games.
I mean,
how many games did those guys play, like each of those guys? Like,
Middleton
How
didn't play that many games.
Huh?
Yeah, he was.
For the Wizards? Middleton.
No, I'm saying not for the Wizards. I'm just saying. Yeah, was it Middleton with the Wizards all last season?
No.
I mean, how many games did he play out of 82 games? What did he play last year?
I mean, he's had injuries.
I'm going to say he played about half.
All right. So he played half the games. How many did Marcus Smart play last year?
I think he played the majority.
Well, he was injured too. Remember, he had that hand injury or the finger injury?
Yeah. And then who's the other one that you mentioned? McCollum? How many did McCollum play?
I think he played a lot.
He played a lot. Yeah,
I think. I mean,
Middleton
check.
Played.
I feel like there's just
23 games for Milwaukee and then 14 for the Wizards. Right, so that's less than half the season.
Yeah, he played like 35 games or whatever.
But I think the other guys played the majority.
I feel like they're picking up like old antique cars. They're collecting old antique cars.
I think they're collecting expiring contracts.
McCollum, exactly. McCollum missed 25 games.
Yeah.
But McCollum has been, I mean, think about McCollum. I mean, he was a number 10 pick from back in the day. Where'd he go? Lehigh or Lafayette? Which one did he go to?
I'd have to look it up.
I think he went to Lehigh. But anyway, for the last 11 years, he's averaged 20 a game.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he's been a freaking stud. He's been a scoring stud for everybody he's played with.
Yeah, right. I think he'll make them better. I think they'll win more games. Slightly. They're not going to win a ton of games, but you got to believe that the guys that all finished their rookie season who we like develop, and this mix of veterans, I think, makes them slightly more competitive. But it's going to be a long year. They're playing for next offseason, it seems like.
Oh, yeah.
And if they get screwed in the lottery next year, then you might as well just give up hope.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Greene from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Well, you're going to need their pick to be in the top eight next year.
Yeah. Why do they have some sort of contingency where if they're not top eight?
If they're not top eight, it goes to the Knicks.
Yeah.
And if it is top eight, then it goes to 2 second round draft picks. It's a huge difference.
Yeah, that's monstrous. I think I would almost guarantee they're going to be a top eight pick. Mm-hmm. Like I say, they're going to win more games. They might win, 22 games.
Would they win this year? 20, 19? Like, what'd they win? Something abysmal.
Yeah, but they could have the fifth worst record and then fall to 9 in the draft.
Right.
Because of the stupid lottery. Yeah.
Yep.
Marcus Smart, by the way, missed about 50 games.
Okay.
I'm telling you, dude. So Middleton missed old, broken antiques.
Yeah, Middleton missed half the games. McCollum, he played the most, but he still missed 25, and Smart missed 50.
Wizards won 18 games last year. That was 22% winning percentage.
Right.
18-64, which was an improvement because the year before they were 15-67. But this is what everybody wanted. For them to hit the bottom.
Not me.
Most people wanted it. Yeah. Hit that reset button. Quit being stuck in the middle, which they were stuck with for years. I mean, you kind of peaked with Bradley Beal and John Wall when you make it all the way to a game 7 in the second round of the NBA playoffs. And then it went downhill. Then you started missing the playoffs, winning 35 games or so.
Mm-hmm.
And so they went to the bottom with 15. Seems like it's an upward trajectory. EB, 18 wins last season. We'll see what happens this year. We will hold our mock draft coming up at 8 o'clock. Remember, you want to get in touch with us, you can always call us at 800-636-1067. That's the same number for our Lido Pizza text line. Lido Pizza's local favorite since 1955, serving pizza, subs, jumbo wings, and salads. Lido Pizza Square, because Lido Pizza never cuts corners. For locations or to place your order, go to LidoPizza.com. You can text 1-800-636-1067. Standard message and data charges may apply. We're the Junkies. Coming right back.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Greene from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.